Good morning.
大家早安。
My name is Kenneth. I'm not John Chu. For some of you were expecting John Chu to be standing here.
我的名字呢是蘇弟兄，我並非是John 弟兄。
John was originally scheduled to be speaking today.
本來呢是John 弟兄呢就應該是
站。I'm sorry, Michael.
本來應該是 Michael 弟兄呢就在這裡會是傳講福音的。
But he had a visitor from China visiting him.
他有一個有一個人呢就來在中國就來探訪他。
And so in order to respect and love brother and sister, they are self-quarantined for 14 days.
咁佢呢就因著呢為著別人和弟兄姊妹的緣故呢他就自我隔離。
So if you call me Michael this morning, I will accept that too.
你今天你叫我 Michael 呢都可以的。
So, I think in my mind, it's all about this coronavirus.
在我的腦海裡面所想到的呢就是這一個武漢肺炎。
How many of you has been a little more reading the news about it?
你們有沒有看新聞呢?
You know, in WhatsApp, they said that there's 7 times more traffic on WhatsApp. People were just sharing information.
在這個手機那個 WhatsApp 那裡呢, 人呢說是7倍的訊息, 就是講關於這個非典型肺炎的訊息。
I know we always concerned when we talk about SARS or the coronavirus.
當講到依非典型肺炎、新冠狀肺炎咧，就好多人都會好留意、好關心。
I'm usually a little bit more. I don't worry about things as much.
我一般嚟講咧，都唔係太過注意或者係憂慮嘅為著呢啲事。
But what happened about 2 weeks ago? I had a patient came in.
但在兩個禮拜前呢我有個病人來找我。
She said that she raised it over $1,000. 她籌款。
她是籌款籌了$1,000。
And she wanted to buy a bunch of masks and send it to China.
然後呢為了呢就要買口罩就送回給國內。
And she said that she couldn't find any in the Bay Area.
那呢在灣區呢周圍都找不到。
And she said, you know,being in the medical field, maybe you can go to a medical supplier to get a bunch of it and even save some tax.
你或就在我嚟講，你或者喺醫院嗰度做咧，就可以揾到啲並且大量嘅去購買，幫幫手。
But the medical supplier, they have a certain number they allocate to the, you know, to the different clinics.
但在這些買醫療用品的地方呢他已經為了每一個地方呢已經限制了要配給多少口罩給他們了。
But I thought to myself, okay, I know in San Francisco there's an area that not too many people goes to, there's not too many Asian live there. I said to myself, I will find some there.
我知道在三藩市呢有一個地方呢我是知道應該是有的並且不是很多唐人華人去的那希望在那裡找到一些啦。
So after work, I went to 2 different places like that, but I couldn't find any.
放工之後呢就去了兩個這樣的地方但是一個都找不到。
And then I got WhatsApp from my family in Hong Kong. They said,They want us to look for some masks for them.
跟住喺香港有啲家人咧，就用微信WhatsApp 揾我啦，就叫我去買，幫佢哋揾啲口罩。
So in my mind, I said maybe I should get some just in case we need it.
咁我自己就諗啦，哇，或者其實我都應該要自己揾一啲，即係之後可能有用嘅。
So my best friend in my wedding, he lived in Illinois.
我喺我嘅有一個好朋友喺我嘅結婚嗰陣時，佢咧就住喺Illinois。
It's a little town called Moline. Some of you probably haven't heard about it.
係一個小嘅城鎮 Moline。
So I text him. I said, "Hey, can you go get some masks for me?"
咁我就話俾佢聽，佢喺中部住，就話你幫我揾下口罩啦。
And then he texts me back, say he couldn't find any.
咁佢都話翻回答話揾唔到。
And then I have another friend in North Carolina.
喺北卡羅來納州亦都有個朋友。
I thought I have enough connection, you know.
知我周圍都有啲朋友。
But it turned out nothing. They couldn't find anything.
但一個都揾唔到。
You know, that's when I start to feel a little worry.
咁我咧就開始有少少嘅憂慮啦。That's
when I start looking at the news every day, first thing in the morning.
咁咧，我就由嗰陣時開始咧，每朝早晨嚟咧都睇關於嗰啲病毒嘅消息。And
that's when I realized that a part of me is worrying. What if? What if? What if?
跟住我就知自己懷疑到，哇！原來我自己開始不斷喺度憂慮。
So how many of you worry sometime?
我哋在座中有邊個人係有時係會憂慮嘅咧？
You know, we worry about ourselves.
我哋為咗自己憂慮啦。
But mostly we worry about people we love.
並且大部分咧都係為著我哋所愛嘅人去憂慮。
Someone had told me that she worried, this mother worried when the son joined the army and was sent to Iran.
有一個女士就告訴我，她是做媽媽的，她的兒子就去當兵，就send去伊朗那裡，她就為了她的兒子憂慮。
A lot of people worry about their daughter when they hasn't get married by 30 years old.
有些人為了她的兒女就憂慮，因為過了30都未結婚。
Well, my daughter just turned 31.
我女兒剛剛過了31了。
And she's still single.
她仍然是獨身的。
Do I worry?
我有沒有憂慮呢?
I pray.
我禱告。
And God listened to prayer.
因為神是答應禱告的。
The rumor is that she's getting married at the end of this year.
有一些傳聞就說她年尾就應該會結婚了。
So I think most of us worry something. Maybe it's our pension plan.
每一個人都有一些憂慮不同的東西，譬如例如你的退休金啦。
So when we are healthy, we worry about getting sick.
你健健康康的，你會憂慮到，那我有一天病怎麼辦呢?
And when you get sick, you worry about not getting well.
你就算真的病了，那你就憂慮了，那怎樣才好呢?
I learned about worry is something that it happened to everyone.
憂慮我發覺是每一個人都有的。
I remember when my son was 5 years old.
我記得我兒子是5歲的時候。
And she was riding his little small bicycle.
他就踩他那些小的單車。
And we just took the training wheels off.
就將那個輔助轆拿走。
And it was in the back alley.
就在後街那裡去踩。
And she was going through these little bumps, you know, just trying to be cool.
他就有一個小小的 地下突出來的地方，他就車過去，踩過去。
And what happened was, you know, he was still a rookie, so the bike flipped.
他就是新學踩的，他就一經過那個突出來的地方，他就跌低了。
And this is 30 something years ago.
這是30多年前的事。
We didn't have helmets at the time.
沒有頭盔的。
So the bike flipped, he rolled over to the side.
他就鏟車就跌了落地。
And you know where the curb at the corner? There's this sharp corner.
在那個行人街那個sidewalk那裡，那裡就有個角落頭的嘛。
石屎的角。 His head, the temporal, is about 1 inch from that corner.
他的雲頸就剛剛跌的時候，距離那個角一寸。
I know in my heart, there's something I cannot always be there for my son.
我知道在我心裏面就想，一定是有些事情我不能夠在我兒子身邊的。
And I know that even if I worry, it will not make any difference.
就算我為著那些事憂慮，根本是沒用的。
Some of you, well, most of you know my wife.
很多人都認識我太太。
But don't tell her that.
但請你不要告訴她這件事。
I didn't tell her about the incidents.
那件事情發生的我是從來沒有跟她說過的。
Because she will worry.
因為她是會憂慮的。
And then she will probably scream at me.
她又會向我投訴大喊。
So today we worry about our health.
今天呢我們可能會為著自己的健康憂慮。
Some of you worry about your weight.
有時為著你的重幾重啦。
Your cholesterol, your diabetics and so on and so on.
你的健康你那些糖尿啊高血啊等等來憂慮。
So often I ask people a question is, do you have any stress?
好多時候我都會問人家你生活有冇一啲嘅壓力呢
？Or worry，
或者嘅焦慮呢
？If you don't， can you raise your hand？
你冇嘅話咧，請你舉手。
If you have no stress， no worry，
你生活冇壓力、冇憂慮、焦慮，請你舉手。
I was hoping if someone raised their hand， then I can have you come up and take over the podium。
希望咧，你如果有人舉手咧，邀請你上嚟分享一下。
So today I want to talk about in the Bible， in God's word。It's very clear talk about worry.
今天我想在聖經那裡呢特別有一個題目講出來是關於憂慮。
So let me just read the passage first.
我就願意讀一篇。
I'll read it first in English and in Chinese.
我先用英文讀跟著用中文。
It's Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 27.
馬太福音六章二十五至十七節。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not your life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air; they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?
所以我告訴你們，不要為生命憂慮吃什麼、喝什麼，為身體憂慮穿什麼。生命不勝於飲食麼？身體不勝於衣裳麼？你們看那天上的飛鳥，也不種，也不收，也不積蓄在倉裡。你們的天父尚且養活他。你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？So here's what Jesus was preaching. He was talking about worry.
依度耶稣就讲到关于我哋嘅忧虑。
He's telling people do not worry about your life.
佢哋就话俾人听，你哋唔好为著自己嘅生命去忧虑。
About what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear.
你哋唔好忧虑为着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And then he make a statement: It's not life more than food and body more than clothes.
佢就讲咗呢一句嘅经文就话：生命不胜于饮食么？生命不胜于衣裳么
？And then he used an example. He said, "Look at the bird of the air."
佢就举一个例，你系。看看天上的雀仔
They do not sow, they do not reap, but yet your heavenly Father feed them.
他們又不種又不收又不積蓄在倉裡但是你們的天父尚且還是養活他
Are you not much more valuable than they?
你們不是比天上那些雀仔更貴重嗎
And then he actually posed another question. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life.
然後再問多一個問題，你們哪一個能夠用憂慮使到你的壽歲長一點呢？多一刻呢？
And then they continue, he said, And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flower of the field grows. He's talking about the lily in the field. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you that even Solomon, so this is a king in the Old Testament that is very rich, very glorious in his display, in all his splendor, was not dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the field, the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much clothe you, you of little faith?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？他们也不劳苦，也不防线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门就是在以色列历史上一个很荣耀、很富贵的王。就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所 穿在的还不如这花一朵呢？你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Here's Solomon used another example about something so insignificant, like the grass in the field.
这里他就讲到一些是很卑微没人注意的东西，就是好像野地的草一样。
He talk about even though something so insignificant, but God care about them.
就是一些卑微毫无人注意的东西，但是神仍然是注意关怀到。
And then he make a statement here is, you of little faith.
他就讲了一句，你这些小信的人啊。
Now, the balance of this verse is to also talk about, so do not worry saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
跟住他就讲到说，所以，总括来讲，不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Now when they use the word pagan, it's talk about people who do not know God as their God and Savior.
这里讲到说外邦人，就是这一班人是不认识神，不认识他的救主的人。
So in these several verses, there is the word "do not worry." It came up three times.
这一篇的经文里面有三次提到不要忧虑，不要忧虑，不要忧虑。
Because Jesus knows we are creature of worry.
因为耶稣是知道我们是一班会忧虑的人。
We worry about this, we worry about tomorrow.
为着这些事忧虑，为着明天来忧虑。
We will find things to worry.
我们会找些东西来忧虑。
But here's the Lord is talking about those who knows God in a personal way don't have to worry.
就是主耶稣就在这里提到那些与一些有些人是与神与主有一个个人的关系的人呢，他就又不会忧虑的。
So when he said, do not worry about your life,
这里说不要为你的生命来忧虑。
What to eat, what to drink.
吃什么，喝什么。
And what to wear.
And 穿什么。
Clothing represent honor when people look at you.
穿什么衣服呢，人家就怎么看你呢。
Food and drink is pleasure to us.
吃喝就是为着
享乐。
享乐咯。
So here Jesus is talking about that is,We need to focus not on the outside.
So, 主耶稣就讲到，我们所注重的不是外表。
He said, it's not life more than food.
我们的生命不是还是比吃什么、喝什么重要吗？
So, here's pointing out that our life is very valuable.
就是讲到我们的生命是很有价值的。
From the eyes of God, our life is very valuable.
从神的角度来看，我们的生命是有价值的。
It's more than what just physical need.
是有价值到是胜过我们吃什么、喝什么我们的需要。
And he's pointing that we should be more concerned with our spiritual need.
所以他所说明的就是我们所需要注重的就是我们灵里面的需要。
He talk about is that,We are all created in the image of God.
就是说明到我们每一个人都是照着神的形象来做的。
In verse 26, it says, look.
26节那里说，你们看看。
He wants us to pay attention.
他们叫我们转眼看一看东西。
The bird in the sky, they do not sow, do not reap.
看看天上面飞着那些雀仔，又不种又不收。
He's talking about the God is a God who cares and provide.
就是讲到神是这位照顾注意这些微小的雀仔的神。
If you really read this passage, maybe in a little more detail, you'll find a couple of things.
如果你是慢慢的仔细的读这篇的经文的时候，你会发现一些东西。
When Jesus is referring us, referring to mankind.
当主耶稣说到人的时候，
He used the term your heavenly father.
他就将我们带到他这位天父的面前。
When he talked about the bird and the grass, he used the word God.
他讲到这个飞鸟和草的时候，他 就用神来对他们作一个 回应。
But when he talked about mankind, he used the word your heavenly father.
但是当是说明到人我们的时候，他又将我们呢就带到他这位天父，神是我们天父这件事情上面。
So in this message, our Lord is saying that you have a heavenly father.
主耶稣就讲给我们听，我们人是有一位天父的。
You have a heavenly father that provide and care for you more than the bird and the sky.
我们有一位天父，他是关怀我们，就好像神关怀那些飞鸟和野草一样。
And it's talk about is that, are you not much more valuable than they?
咁佢就问呢个问题，你哋唔系比飞鸟贵重得多么？
You know, in God's creation,
在神的创造里面，
God created the heaven and earth and the sky, the light, the water and the land.
神是创造天地万物，海地等等。
And the vegetation, and the animal, and the sea creatures.
所有的走兽，地面上面的，海里面的，有花草树木等等。
If you read Genesis in the first chapter, it talks about God created the heaven and earth and man in the first 6 days.
我们如果读创世纪开头的时候，就见到神怎样创造天地，并且第六日去创造人。
And it's God's creation is God to, in order to provide for man.
就是神造人，就是为了要并且他是关怀，是他会供应给他们。
So creation, the focus of God's creation is for man.
所以神的创造是为了人。
So that's why when he said your heavenly father,
所以这里说你的天父
is talk about a relationship.
就是讲到一个关系。
It's not just some God somewhere, but it's a relationship God wants to establish with you.
并非是这位无名的神在某处你不认识，但是这位神是我们可以认识的，他们是我们的天父。
And he pointed out that we cannot earn our way to heaven, because you can even add 1 hour to your life.
并且说明到一件事情，我们不能够自己做一些事争取而去到天上面神那里，因为我们不能够用忧虑使寿数加多一刻。
So in this passage, twice it said that you are more valuable than the bird and the grass.
这篇的经文两次讲到我们是比这些野草和飞鸟更加贵重。
In verse 30, in the very end, it said,You of little faith.
第三十节嗰度话，你们这小信的人啊。
So faith is the key word in these verses.
喺呢篇经文里边，信心呢个字系一个关键。
So the faith is determined whether you are children of God or you are not children of God.
有信嘅人就成为神嘅儿女，唔信嘅人就成为外邦人。
So faith is determined whether God is your heavenly father or not.
信心就是一个关键，你能不能够认识这位神作你天父的关键。
Your heavenly father knows your need.
你们所需要的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
God is a sovereign God.
神是一位主宰的神。
He is all-knowing.
他是全知。
He is all-sufficient.
他是全丰，
and he is almighty，
是全能的神。
So God know our need，
所以神是知道我们所需要的。
And he will provide like a heavenly father，
并且神单你知道他会供应我们所一切所需要，就好像一个父亲供应他的子女这样。
And what's the key？
个关键是什么呢？
It's faith，
就是信心。
A real faith，
是真正的信心。
Not little faith，
不是小的信心。
It's true faith，
是无伪的信心。
There's a book in the Bible called the Book of Hebrew.
在聖經上面有一本書叫做希伯來書。
The Book of Hebrew is a whole book dedicated to faith.
希伯來書就是講這個關鍵是關於信心。
So maybe I'll just pick a few verses to share with you what faith is.
我將幾節經節放在你面前同你分享什麼是信心。
In Hebrew chapter 11 verse 3.
在希伯來書第11章3節第三節
You say, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed in God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我們因著信就知道諸世界是藉神的話造成的，這樣所看見的並不是從顯然之物造出來的。
So to have a true faith, we need to know thatGod created this universe, the heaven and earth.
有真正的信心，我们需要承认神是这一位创造天地的主宰。
And for that reason, we have to honor him.
就是因着这样，我们需要来敬重他。
But this is what happened. In Romans chapter 1, it said, For although they know God, they neither glorify him as God, nor gave thanks to him.But their thinking become futile and their foolish heart were darkened. Although they claim to be wise, they become fools and exchange the glory of the immortal God for image made to look like a mortal human being and bird and animal and reptiles.
但是有一班人，他们因为他们虽然知道神，却不当神，却不当作神荣耀。卻不當作神榮耀他，也不感謝他，他們的思念變為虛妄，無知的心就昏暗了。自稱為聰明，反成為愚拙，將不能扭壞之神的榮耀變為偶像，彷彿必扭壞的人和飛禽、走獸、昆蟲的樣式。
So, although they know of God,
雖然他們知道神
，but did not honor the God who created.
但冇將佢當作神嚟榮耀佢。
But out of their foolish heart，
但係喺佢哋虛妄嘅思念裏邊。
Maybe out of fear，
可能係因為佢哋恐懼裏邊。
Out of insecurity，
因為佢哋自己驚冇保障嘅裏邊。
Out of pride，
可能或者並係因著佢哋自我驕傲嘅裏邊。
Out of imagination，
或者喺佢哋嘅虛妄嘅思念裏邊。
Here talk about that。They created their own, they created their idols as an image to worship.
他就將許多的其他東西就變為偶像去敬拜他。
So a key word I want you to pay attention is that the word exchange.
他的重要的字我想你留心的就是變為23節那裡變為。
This is a very important word because By faith, we need to know God. He's the only true God.
因为因着信，我们又知道我们要承认他这位独一的神。
And because of our foolishness, we exchange.
就是因为我们的无知，我们的愚拙，我们又将它变了。
Today, many people worship the God they created.
今天很多人他们自己做了一些神出来，来去拜自己做出来那些东西。
Or they may worship another person that was created by God.
他或者去敬拜另外一个人，那个人是神做的，去敬拜那些人。
Or maybe this is a famous person, a good person, a good philosopher, a good teacher.
可能这个是很好的人，是哲学家，德行很好等等。
But today many people instead of worshipping the true God, they exchange into worshipping those being created.
这个世界上很多人他们并非是敬拜一位独一的真神，反而是敬拜这些其他神造的人。
So in the book of Hebrew it told us that faith, the first thing we need is to know that God is the only true God that created the universe.
希伯来书第一个关键就是告诉我们，我们需要敬拜荣耀一位独一的創造一切的主宰真神。
And he is worthy for us to worship him.
他是配得我们所有的敬拜。
Because he is full of glory.
因为他是充满了荣耀的一位神。
And then in verse 4,
在第四節那裡,
in Hebrew, it talks about, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering.
這裡講到阿伯因著信獻祭與神比該隱所獻的更美, 因此便得了稱義的見證, 就是神指他的禮物作的見證。
The faith of Abel told us that we need to have faith how Abel brought his offering to God.
這裡阿伯作了一件事是神所喜悅的, 他是因著信來獻祭給神。
Here talk about he offered a better sacrifice than his brother Cain.
他這裡就說明了阿伯所獻給神的禮物, 獻的祭是比他的哥哥該隱所獻的更美。
So Abel offered the best from the sheep.
阿伯就在他自己所帶的牧養的牛羊那裡拿了一些最好、最上等的給神。
Cain offered the best fruit from the ground.
而該隱呢,他就喜歡種東西的,就喜歡種的農產品呢,拿了一些最好的出來。
So Abel knows that in order to please God, he needs to bring an animal to sacrifice.
阿伯就認識到一件事情,他知道要討神喜悅,他需要在牛羊中拿一些最好的來獻給神,用牛羊來做這件事。
So the Bible talks about that without the shedding of blood, you cannot please God.
在聖經就講到一件,說明一件事情,若非藉著,若不流血,罪就不得赦免。
So, by faith, Abel know that in order for him to come to God, he need to offer a blood sacrifice in order to cleanse his sin.
原來阿伯認識到一件事情,如果你要到神面前,你要找一些代替的,一些動物去流血,流血的血,就能夠來獻給神。
And he knew that sin is what separates man to God.
因為若不流血,罪就不得赦免。如果沒有血這個架在這裡,獻了出來,我們的罪就不能夠被遮蓋。
Because sin is what, like a barrier, separates us between us and God.
因為罪就好像這一樣東西,將我們與神來隔離,隔開了。
The Bible talks about sin, it talks about there's the sin nature and the act of sin.
當聖經講到罪的時候,是有兩方面,一個就是我們的罪行做出來的壞事,另外一樣就是我們的罪性在裡面的。
When God looks at us, he looks at our heart.
神看人是怎樣看呢? 原來他是看我們的心的。
When you look at me, you think I'm a good person because I wear a tie.
人看人怎樣看? 是看外表的,你看看我打tie是不是很斯文呢?
But God looks at our heart.
但神看人是看我們的內心。
So Jesus has said one time that if a man look at a woman and have lust in his heart, he had already committed adultery.
主耶穌曾經講過一件事情,如果一個男人去見到一個女人,而在他的心裡面就有一些淫念出來的時候,他就再去看這個女人,他就已經犯了姦淫這件事情。
Statistics told us that one out of two men every week has visited some pornography website.
原來有些調查說,一些人50%每一個星期都看一次那些色情的網頁。
So if you go to any place outside and you have whatever how many men, look at the guy next to you. He maybe is the one.
如果你見到一群的人,你看看旁邊一個,是其中一個,一半的人以上都是看這些。
And if you are doing it yourself, that's a sin in the eyes of God.
如果我們去看這些,這件事情在神來看,這個就是罪。
Jesus also said that if you're angry with someone, you have committed murder already.
並且主耶穌說,如果我們向一個人發怒發怒,你就已經犯了殺人的罪。
He also mentioned gossip is a sin.
並且主耶穌說,你講人壞話,在人背後講人是非,這個都是罪。
Lying.
說謊話。
Even so-called a white lie.
就算係講一啲
白色嘅大話，
白色嘅大話
，pornography，
色情嘅睇色情嘅嘢
，jealousy，
你嫉妒
，greedy，
你係貪婪
，stealing，
偷竊。
How many of you have stolen something from the office? Maybe paperclip.
有冇人喺 office 就攞咗啲嘢翻屋企咧？譬如攞啲好細嘅萬字夾啦。
Or maybe pencil.
攞啲筆啦。
Drunkenness.
醉酒。
Pride.
自高自大自傲。
Pride is the number one cause for family to be broken.
喺許多嘅家庭嘅破裂嘅上面，第一個嘅最大嘅關鍵導致嘅咧，就係因為人嘅驕傲。
Because pride always have the person say me first, you have to listen to me。
因為個人嘅驕傲就係話我先，我應該喺首位，你乜嘢都係要為我先。
I always ask is are you a sinner? Do you have sin in your heart?
我成日都問呢樣嘢，我哋係咪一個罪人？喺我哋心裏面有冇罪咧
？I ask you not because to condemn you。
我問你唔係因為要定你嘅罪。
Because all that I mentioned, I'm guilty。
因為所有我剛才説明嘅，我都係係有罪嘅。
And that's why I can stand here and ask you because God is not trying to condemn us. He wants us to come to him and he be your heavenly father。
我企喺度讲呢件事情唔係因为係定罪，反而係因为要说明呢件事情就係神係能够作我哋嘅天父。
So in verse 5 in Hebrew it said, by faith Enoch was taken from his life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away。
第五節呢度讲有一位人叫做以诺，因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。
So true faith believes that there is eternal life。
真正的信心就是认识承认，咦，原来有一件事叫做永生。
True faith believes that if you accept Jesus as your savior, you will have eternal life。
真正的信心是说明一件事，当我们接受主耶稣作你个人的救主的时候，你就能够得着这个永生。
And verse 7,
第七节。
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is keeping with faith.
另外一位的人，他叫做挪亚，挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Noah by faith knows that God will judge。
挪亚因着信知道神面临要来要审判这个地。
Because of the sin of the world, God has told him that he will one day come and judge at that generation.
因为地上的罪太犀利了，神启示给挪亚听，有一天他就要来审判这个世代。
And God judged the generation by sending the flood.
在那个世代，神就藉着洪水来审判那个世代。
And God and Noah by faith built an ark.
但是挪亚既是因着信动了敬畏的心，就预备了一只方舟。
And his family, eight person was entered into the ark, and they were saved.
挪亚的全家一家八口都进入了一个方舟，就全家得救。
True faith believes that God is a God that will judge our sin.
真正的信心告诉我听，神是一位审判不接受罪的神。
And also is a God that he will send a savior.
并且他是会为着这一件事情，他会为我们存留一个救恩的路。
And the ark is actually signified Jesus Christ that will come and save us.
其实这个方舟就是说明了神怎样要藉着耶稣基督去拯救世上的罪人。
So we mentioned some of the name Noah, Enoch, Abel.
啊，我哋剛剛就說明依幾一個嘅人嘅名字就係挪亞、以諾、亞伯等等。
So these are people that God recorded back in over 3,000 years ago。
依個喺聖經裏邊，聖經記載超過3000年以上嘅一啲人。
So but God used their life to tell us their faith because of their faith, God is their heavenly Father。
但係聖經佢係藉著依啲人物。他们因着他们的信心承认神就是他们的天父。
In John, 1 John, it said, The blood of Jesus, his son, purifies all your sin.
在约翰一书一章七节那里这么神儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And that's the reason Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified on the cross.To bear the penalty of the sin, of our sin. And by shedding of his blood, it cleansed your sin and my sin.
这个就是为什么神的儿子耶稣基督要在十字架上面被钉上去为我们流血，因为神儿子的血要洗净我们一切的罪。
In John 3:16, he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him,shall not perish, but have eternal life.
在約翰福音三章十六節那裡這樣說，神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜給他們，叫一切信他的不至滅亡，反得永生。
God is a God that loves unconditionally.
原來神是一個無條件愛、付出愛的一位神。
He loves the world, all the people in the world.
他是爱世人，全世界所有的人每一个。
And he loves everyone, even though we have sinned.
每一个，甚至罪人，他也都爱。
To a certain point that he sent his son Jesus to come and die on the cross on our behalf.
他爱到一个地步，要派他的独生儿子来，为我们在十字架上受死，付上我们这个罪。
So the Bible uses the word he gave. He doesn't use the word he sent.
圣经没有说他是派他的儿子来，这里说他将他的儿子赐给我们。
It is like a gift.
就好像一个礼物这样。
And why is it a gift?
为什么是礼物呢?
Because we cannot purchase our salvation.
因为你不可以藉着你自己要做一些的事去争取这件事回来。
You cannot by doing good deed to earn your way to heaven.
你不可以做一些好的事情去积点得回来，能够使到你上天堂。
And just because we don't have any means to earn in order to please God.
因为你自己不能够做一些好的事情出来讨神喜悦。
Jesus came and died on the cross for us.
所以神就将耶稣赐给我们，将他钉在十字架上面。
The Bible talks about it's a gift.
圣经告诉我们，这个是一个礼物。
It's a free gift.
是一个对我们来讲，无需付出代价接收的礼物。
And how do you receive this gift?
我们怎样来接收这个礼物呢?
It said, whoever believes in him.
叫一切信他的。
Believe in his name.
信入他的名。
Will not be perished.
不至灭亡。
You can escape the judgment.
我们就能够在灭亡里面有一个出路。
You will not be judged and condemned.
不需要被定罪，不需要灭亡。
But you will have eternal life.
反过来是得着永生。
So in John, another verse, it talks about, yet all who received him,To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to be children of God.
并且用福音一章十二节嗰度讲话，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄作神的儿女。
How do you become children of God?
你怎样成为神的儿女呢?
How do God be your heavenly father?
怎样能够这位神能够成为你的天父呢?
To receive Jesus.
你需要接受他的儿子耶稣
To believe in his name
信入他的名
And he give you the right the right to become children of God.
赐俾一个权并一个权利作神的儿女。
You will receive eternal life.
你会得着永生。
Care and provision.
神就成为你的神，供应看顾你。
You know the right to be children of God is something sometimes we don't really fully understand.
你知唔知呢个权并呢个权利作神嘅儿女，并非系我哋常常系懂得嘅。
So one time, I was thinking, okay, how can I go to the White House and go into the green room and shake hand of the president?
啊，有時我會咁樣諗，啊點樣先能夠去白宮，去總統入邊，佢喺裏邊嗰間房同佢嚟握下手咧，見佢面咧。
And then I figure out, no matter how much I try.I probably will never be able to shake his hand.
我知道，無論我點樣去爭取呢樣嘢，都唔能夠就咁去佢嗰度同佢握手。
Whether he's a Republican or a Democratic president, right?
無論佢係共和黨、民主黨冇分別。
But you know that if I am the son of the president,
但你知唔知道啊？如果你係嗰個總統嘅仔
，I can just run through the door.
你可以衝門而入。
I run through the security guard.
經過嗰啲保安
，I run to the president，
走去總統面前。
I can sit on his lap and say, "Daddy, Daddy."
坐喺大髀上 ，Hey, hello, Daddy.
My hurt my finger, Daddy.
啊，整損咗隻手指。
This is the right to
be
children of God.
權利作為兒女嘅權利，但呢度話係作神嘅兒女嘅權柄。
If you have anything you worry，
如果你係有。憂慮的話
If you have any issue that you need your Heavenly Father to care for you,
你生命上有啲事情困難，你需要依位天父去看顧幫你的話
When you accept Jesus as your Savior,
當你接受耶穌作你個人救主的時候
you will become children of God.
你就有一個權柄，得著一個權柄作神的兒女
You have the right.
你有一個權柄
Isn't that wonderful?
你話係咪太好嘅事情
？I think all who have accepted the Lord as Savior, we can testify to that.
所有接受神嘅兒子作為救主嘅人都能夠見證呢件事情。
So here it said again, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink?"
再一次講，所以不要憂慮說，吃什麼，喝什麼。
Or which doctor should I see?
我要揾睇邊個醫生
？For the Pagan run after these things.
外邦人就專係揾呢啲事情，求呢啲事情。
And your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
但係你哋所需要嘅這一切東西，你們嘅天父是知道的。
But first, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
但係你哋要先求嘅就係他的國和他的義，這些東西都要加給你們了。
Seek first.His kingdom.
你們要先求他的國和他的義。
So most important thing we need to do is to be right with God.
我們首先要做的事情就是你與神的關係要對。
As I said, we are all sinners.
就好像我剛才說，我們都是罪人。
A sinful person cannot be accepted by God.
一個罪人不可以就這樣去到這位神的面前。
And that's why we are always in need.
所以我們次都係有需要
，and we always worry，
並且我哋時常都係憂慮。
But when you accept Jesus as your Savior，
但係當你接受主耶穌作你救主嘅時候
，when you are right with God because your sin are forgiven，
當你嘅罪得著赦免，你喺神嘅面前有一個對嘅地位
，you become children of God，
你就有一個權柄作神嘅兒女。
And your heavenly Father knows your need。
嗰陣時，你嘅天父。你所有的需要，你的天父是知道的。
The God is not just a God that created the heaven and earth.
神不是一位只是创造天地万物的主宰。
That God become your heavenly Father.
这位神要成为你的天父。
This is a very precious verse that actually had helped me many times when I feel weak.
当呢句经文，当我喺我好软弱嘅时候，我从呢个经文得着帮助。
It said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hair of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worthy more than many sparrows.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子么？若是你们的父不许一个也不能丢在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
When God is your heavenly Father,
当神是你的天父的时候，
He has numbered your hair.
你的头发每一条都有个 number 的。
And every strand of this hair fell from your head.
你每一条头发梳头的时候跌咗落嚟，出咗嚟。
God knows.
神知唔知啊？
And it's with His permission.
是神应许过。
So every day when you comb your hair,
你每朝早梳头。
Think about that.
你想一想。
If you're children of God, God care even to a single strand of your hair.
你如果是神的儿女，神看顾照顾到你一个地步，你每一次一条头发跌落嚟甩出嚟。
When you are children of God, you are valuable in the eyes of God.
如果你是神的儿女，你的生命是在他的眼中是非常之有价值的。
So this final verse I'd like to share is from Book of Matthew.
最后一节圣经我要分享的就是马太福音。
He said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
It is a statement that God made.
这个就是神要说明的一件事情。
He said, come to me.
这里说到我这里来。
It is an invitation.
就是一个对你的邀请。
He said, come to me just as you are.
到我这里来，你现在是怎样，就照着你的本相来。
You don't need to dress up.
你不需要扮得好好看看。
You don't need to be a good person before you come to God.
你不需要积一些德行才来到神面前。
You don't need to doing good deed.
你不需要做些好事善事。
Just as you are.
照着你现今的本相。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
All you need to know is that you have worry and burden.
你承认是我有重担、忧虑、劳苦。
You have the burden of sin on you.
哦，我担着一个罪的重担。
And this world have give you, bring you many worry and burden.
这个世界将忧虑砸在我身上。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
Come to Jesus.
到耶稣的面前。
All you who are weary and burdened.
凡是劳苦担重担的人。
And then the next part of the verse is so precious.
这里就有一个很宝贝的应许。
It's a promise.
是一个应许。
It's like a check given to you.
好像神给你的应许。好像一张 check, 支票。
He said, I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
Rest.
安息。
Rest.
你可以安息。
What is rest?
乜嘢係安息？
Rest is when you cease your labor.
安息就係你再唔喺勞苦嘅裏邊。
When you cease your work.
你喺勞苦嘅工作裏面，你停下嚟。
When you cease struggling in your life.
你喺佢呢個生命嘅浮沉裏邊，你停下嚟揾過嚟。
When you rest is when someone is providing for you.
你點樣能夠安息啊？因为你知道有一位供应者在你身边。
When I watch a newborn baby in the arms of the mother and is, you know, she is fed and she is calm and she is sleeping, that's a picture of rest.
见到个新生落嚟嘅 BB 仔或者 BB 女喺佢个母亲嘅关怀照顾，又好食又好瞓喺个手臂里边，呢个就系安息嘅一幅图画。
God did not promise when you become a Christian or a children of God, you will not have any difficulty suffering in life.
神并没有这样应许过，说你做了神的儿女之后，你的生命里面是一帆风顺，是全无挫折困难。
The Bible actually said that because of the sin enter into this world, there is pain and suffering in this world.
但是圣经它是很明显的说明，因为罪进入这个世界的缘故，所以在世界上面人的里面是要经过一些的苦痛。
But God promised that even though during this trial and suffering, you still could have this rest inside of you.
但是圣经却是明明的应许保证我们，在我们劳苦担重担的时候，可以到耶稣这里，耶稣就能够使我们得着安息。
I just want to end sharing my father when he was he's over 100 years old now.
最后讲一件事情是关于我的爸爸，他现今是已经超过100岁。
So when he was 88 years old,
当他88岁的时候，
he was very successful.
他是很成功的一个人。
He is very self-sufficient.
他是自己供应自己的。
Raised in a very, very, very poor family.
他是一个很穷困的背景出身。
And he is financially very secure.
最后呢，他是financial secure, 就是
经济好，
经济是很优裕的，很稳妥的。
But when his 19 years old grandson has found out that he had a deadly disease.
但是他有一个19岁的孙仔，当他知道这位19的孙仔他的有一个血，关于血的病的时候，
And knowing that there's only two more years to live.
就并且这位我爸爸知道他这个孙呢只是得两年命。
Now this grandson is a buddy of my grandfather.
这个呢孙仔呢是我的爸爸很痛惜的。
They watch soccer together.
一起睇波嘅。
And they do a lot of things together.
佢哋好多嘢一齐做嘅。
But when my father find out, he find that he doesn't have rest.
但我爸爸发现咗呢件事情嘅时候，佢就唔能够安息啦。
He couldn't sleep.
佢唔能够瞓好瞓啦。
He lost his appetite.
佢唔能够食嘢啦。
But when he accept Jesus as his savior.
但系当佢接受主耶稣作佢救主嘅时候，
So he find rest in his heart.
他在心里面就得着真正的安息。
And this give him strength.
这个就成为他的力量。
It help him to make wise decision, help him to find joy in spite of the storm.
帮助他作智慧的选择，虽然在一个风浪里面，亦都使他有力量往前。
So this is what accepting Jesus it means.
这个就是接受耶稣的真相。
It's not a religion.
并不是一个宗教。
It's to establish your relationship with God to be your heavenly father.
就是你与一位创造你的神建立一个他是你父亲的关系。
So once again, God loves us.
再一次，神爱我们。
God care for us.
神看顾我们。
God provide for us
神供应我们
when we become children of God.
当我们作为他的儿女的时候，
You have the right to be children of God.
他给我们权柄作他的儿女。
Isn't that precious?
是不是很宝贵呢？
So I'd just like to again invite everyone, if you have been coming or you just first time you come, to make up your mind. If God is speaking to you in your heart,To make a decision.
邀请，如果神在你心里面说话，你或者是第一次来，或者来了好几次，我愿意在这里邀请你们。
What you need to do is to receive him.
我们所需要简单的做的就是接待他，接受他。
That means to invite him into your heart.
邀請佢進入你嘅心裏邊。
Yeah, don't just talk to your friend when he visits you outside the door.
啊，你有朋友嚟探訪你，同你拜訪啊，你唔係叫喺門外邊嗰度嘛，係咪
？You don't bring your chair outside the door and give him cookies and milk.
你唔係擔張凳啊，你坐喺出邊啦，我俾啲嘢食，喺坐喺出邊坐。
You invite your friend into your house.
你快啲叫佢入嚟啊嘛。
Receive him.
接待佢。
Invite Jesus into your heart.
接待耶穌進入你嘅心房裏邊。
Let us pray.
我哋禱告。
Father, we thank you that you are truly our Heavenly Father.
父，我哋感謝你，你實在係我哋嘅天父。
We want to thank you for loving us.
我哋感謝你係大愛嚟愛上咗我哋。
That your Son Jesus Christ shed blood on the cross in order to cleanse our sin.
你嘅兒子喺十字架上流血，係付上我哋罪嘅贖價。
And by accepting your Son as our Savior,
就著接受你嘅兒子作我哋救主嘅時候
，we will not have to face judgment.
我哋唔需要滅亡定罪
，but have eternal life.
反得著永生。
So once again, we say we rejoice when we are able to restore this relationship.
我哋向你感恩歡樂，因為我哋依一個嘅關係能夠被扭轉過嚟。
Once again, we thank you for your word.
我哋感謝你向我哋説話。
Ask that you bless the word.
我求你祝福呢啲話。
Bless those who hear your word.
祝福聽見你話嘅人。
Open up their heart.
打開我哋嘅心房。
And today will be the most important time for them.
願意今日成為最生命裏面最重要嘅一日。
To receive Jesus into their heart.
能夠嚟接待耶穌進入我哋嘅心。
We pray above in Jesus' name.
我哋祷告奉主耶稣嘅名。
Amen. Amen. So before we end, I'd like to just ask those who invited you to come this morning.
聚会完之后咧，我哋就请如果有在座嘅朋友，你嘅被邀请嚟嘅
，that those who brought you here.
嗰啲带你嚟嘅朋友咧。
Whether it's your friend, your family, or your relatives,
可能你嘅朋友啦、家人啦、親戚等等。
We'd like to actually invite you to go upstairs.
就願意咧，邀請你哋上樓上。
We want to pray with you.
我哋願意同你一齊禱告。
We want to give you more information.
我哋願意將福音關於福音嘅擺喺你面前。
We want to have you, you know, pray with us so that God can. Start working in your heart.
我哋願意，我哋能夠一齊嚟禱告。
You have your heavenly Father just waiting for you.
我哋嘅天父喺度等待我哋。
We'll end this morning.
聚會我哋就停喺呢度。